The early 1960s was a great time for female rhythm and blues singers, with talents like Etta James, Betty Everett, Coco Taylor, and Irma Thomas, to name a few. One of the most unusual was an athletic young woman who stood 4 feet 11 inches and was half Filipina called Sugar Pie DeSanto. Rock historian Ed Ward has her story.
Darling, you dig what you see. I know what you think. There ain't much of me. I ain't got big hips, tiny little waist, and I ain't 38. No place, but I got everything I need. Yes, it's gonna keep my man satisfied now.
Sugar Pie DeSanto was born in Brooklyn in October 1935 and was christened Umpalaya Marcema Ballantone. Her father was Filipino, her mother African-American. Her mother had been a concert pianist, but Sugar Pie says her father couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. He moved the family to San Francisco when Palaya, as they called her, was 4, and soon enough, the young girl discovered dancing and singing and made a fast friend with a neighbor named James Zeta Hawkins, who was a member of a girl gang called the Lucky Twenties. James Zeta wound up in jail for her gang activities, and when she got out, she formed a singing group with one of Palaya's younger sisters. Palaya looked on in envy as James Zeta was discovered by bandleader Johnny Otis and rechristened Etta James. She started entering talent contests in San Francisco and won so often they told her to stop entering. At another talent contest in L.A., Otis saw her again and offered to record her. He made good on his offer and gave her a stage name, too, Little Miss Sugar Pie. She continued to record throughout the late 50s, often with her husband Pee Wee Kingsley, and they finally found success with a song called I Want to Know on an Oakland-based label, Check. Shortly thereafter, their marriage fell apart, and Sugar Pie went to Chicago, where Chess Records had offered her $10,000 to record for them. She signed in 1962, but didn't see any success until 1964.
Baby, my red dress in the cleaner, but my shift will steal the show. Baby, my red dress in the cleaner's child, but my shift will steal the show. Yes, it's fitting, child, it's fitting, and it ain't the back that's cut too low.
Riding on the back of Tommy Tucker's high-heeled sneakers, Slip-In Mules told how sneakers hurt DeSanto's feet, but not to worry, she'd be the hit of the dance anyway. Then the hits kept coming. Use What You Got and another song about clothing.
I'm gonna put on my dress.
Soulful Dress is probably Sugar Pie's best-known song these days, not least because Texas songstress Marcia Ball has had it in her set for years. But it also established Sugar Pie's persona, an assertive young woman who took no mess. With this, and its successor I Don't Want to Fuss hitting the charts, Sugar Pie went off to tour Europe, and they're still talking about her shows, wild dancing and standing backflips included, and her using martial arts on a hefty guy who invaded the stage in England. Back in Chicago, she met Sheena DeMel, an unsuccessful songwriter who was the girlfriend of one of Chess's most successful ones, Billy Davis. In no time, the two women had written a strong song, too strong for one woman to sing, but just strong enough for two if the other was Etta James.
I don't want to believe the bad things about you. Oh, no, no. 'Cause if they're true,
that hit the top 10. So the duo did another one, which evoked the years when they ran with the Lucky 20s. It didn't do as well, and Sugar Pie went back to writing some more with Sheena DeMille. Her next record was a result of that collaboration.
I've got a let go, go power. I'm going to kick off my shoes and dance. I've got a let go, go power now. I'm going to kick off my shoes and dance.
Go-Go Power didn't chart, and it was Sugar Pie's last record for Chess. Sugar Pie kept on writing songs and recorded for a few more labels without much success, and eventually moved back to the Bay Area, settling in Oakland. She's been married twice to Jim Moore, her current husband, who's 17 years younger than her. He also manages her as she continues to perform, not only in clubs in California, but in blues and jazz festivals all over the world. In September 2008, she was given a Pioneer Award by the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. When it was time for her to perform, she kicked off her shoes and did a backflip.
Ed Ward lives in the south of France. He reviewed Sugar Pie DeSanto, Go-Go Power, the complete Chess singles, 1961-66. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Joan Tuohy-Westman, Sam Brigger, John Myers, John Sheehan, and Lauren Krenzel. Sue Spolin directed the show. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.